Yeah, I'm going to open the meeting formally for procedural stuff. Are we recording?
Yes.
Okay. All right, this is a meeting of Sylvania City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee. We are meeting tonight to discuss proposed resolution number 11-2021, which is regarding the Five Eyes of Disability Justice. Tonight in attendance are all members of the committee as well as all members of council. We have members of the administration as well as, I guess, joining us via Zoom is Sam Meldon from Toledo, and we have Ron Bulk joining us as well, and he's going to present what this is all about and the Five Eyes of Disability Justice. That being said, I will pass it over to Ron, and you can go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Patrick. Good evening, Council. I think I've met you all now. I'm Ron Bulk, and I am on the Toledo Lucas County Commission on Disabilities, and we're taking an idea that Sam has put together as part of his master's program in the Disability Studies program at UT a while back, and carrying this out. City Council has already reviewed this and has passed a resolution about it that Sam will probably mention. And also, Waterville Council has also had a presentation like this from our commission, who is taking this idea out to the surrounding areas, if you will. So anyways, but just a couple words about the Toledo Lucas County Commission on Disabilities. We are a body that is formulated from people that have been chosen to be on it from either City of Toledo or in Lucas County. There are 21 members on that group. 11 are appointed by the Office of the Mayor, and 10 are appointed by the Lucas County Commissioners. And those 10 that are appointed by Lucas County Commissioners are either at-large members, four at-large members, or six by districts. So we have two from Northeast, two from Northwest, two from Southwest, and two from East Toledo. So that's how we get together, and it's made up of people that are primarily involved in some way or form with the disability community. They may work in an organization like Sunshine, like the Ability Center. They may be advocates for someone like I am for my daughter who has disabilities. People from Lucas County Board, which is I am also on the Lucas County Board. So these are people that have some, and they're sight-sighted people and Deaf Institute people there. So there's a lot of different disabilities represented. And we come together to try to serve as an advisory capacity to elected officials, particularly the Lucas County Commission or Commissioners, and also the Mayor of the City of Toledo, or the Toledo City Council, as it applies to issues relating to disabilities. And there is no reason we can't be a resource for all the surrounding communities. In fact, we do have annually an ADA seminar in which usually people involved in the municipalities around the area are invited and do attend. So these are, we hold a voters forum usually at this time of year. This year we changed it a little bit and went to supporting our full strength against for the TARDA issue, which is a very serious issue that affects people with disabilities. So anyways, we're busy. In your packet that I passed around, there's a one sheet called Report to the Community. So this kind of tells you not only what we do and how we reform, but who's on it in the back, and that's always a changing list, if you will. We're always expanding, or people are moving on to other things. So, but that's pretty current, and we meet every other month. And just remember us, and if you have an issue that you think would be of use, to call us or call us in. We'd be glad to talk with you and try to help you. And with through our connections within the disability community, we will definitely be of some resource to you. Now, one of the things we decided to do is take the idea of the Five Eyes policy framework, as we call it, to the communities. And since I live in Sylvania, I raised my hand and said, that's what I'll do. And I'm also going to be involved with another gentleman to take it to the Sylvania Township trustees soon, probably after the first of the year. So anyways, but as I mentioned, Sam, who's on the line with us here, developed this policy. and he's going to review a little bit of that with you, and then gladly take any questions you have, either Sam on the policy or myself on the commission. Sam?
Yeah, I just want to just double check on the hour of your general panel.
Yes.
Cool. Okay, can you see me as well or not?
Yeah, we can see. Yep, we can see you.
Okay, great. I will attempt to present with a fair amount of my contact, then.
Okay.
As much as you can on a Zoom call, I guess. No, I appreciate it, and I apologize if I'm a third person, and you know, this is and you know, anyone who is in a relationship or has children or you can appreciate hopefully you can give a little bit of grace here, but I totally misplaced when piano lessons landed on our calendar, and so I am in my home office here with my non-piano lesson child in the other room, and I'll go check on her after I'm back here. So sorry about the confusion. I was hoping to be there with Ron. Ron, thanks for the introduction. It's a good one. You know, I'm going to quickly want to work through with you, and I appreciate the time. I'll do this pretty quickly. One is, what is the five I's, and also kind of how it was developed. And so I'll start with how it was developed. The premise of this policy framework, and so I want to differentiate right off the bat, this is not a policy platform. It's not a policy agenda. It's not a particular set of legislative priorities. It's really a framework through which you can view and understand various policies that might come before your council. And so the way this was developed was in my master's program at the University of Toledo with a focus on disability studies. And, you know, as I was thinking about how do I bring my passion for the disability community, my particular focus on the local legislative opportunities that exist within the disability community, and my current role on Toledo City Council. And I'll ask for another bit of grace, my Sylvania friends, with the You Will Be Better in Toledo flag behind me. Don't hold it against me. Normally I'm only talking to people. I'm trying to recruit, you know what I mean? Anyway, you understand what I'm saying. So, in my role on City Council and kind of my passion for people with disabilities, I thought, how do I equip and help people in local government, whether that is local lawmakers, administrators, you know, all the various forms of local government that exist, right? So, a strong mayor form of government, a more city manager form of government, you have a township trustee model, a Lucas County commissioner model, whatever the model may be, I was thinking, how can we consistently get the priorities of the disability community in and on the desk of these various lawmakers and decision makers in our local municipalities? I did this last year, 2020. This was the 30th anniversary of the signing of the ADA. And so you think about the Americans with Disabilities Act. This is a federal framework that is often referred to as kind of aspirational and unfunded mandate. Different people call it other things. And the truth is, we know in our position in local government, the ADA has certain implications for how we structure our lives and how we build new buildings and how we educate our children and how we think about employment. But for instance, when it comes to transportation, there's some ADA implications. When it comes to housing, there's some ADA implications. When it comes to playgrounds, there's some ADA implications. But it's not as robust as we would want it to be at the local level. So enter this policy framework. The concept here is that the five I's of disability justice, and this is in some of your handouts, so I'll go over what I think Ron has put before you, is that this framework is built on foundational values to which self-advocates and activists within the disability movement have dedicated themselves to the latter half of the 20th century. The five I's are simply involvement, independence, inclusion, implementation, and intersectionality. And the idea is that there's a crucial question, a critical question, for each one of these eyes. And so as you were to go through it, you know, I'm giving you a particular question that, that associates with each eye. And so the concept here is that when a piece of legislation is before you, if you were to think, how does this affect or impact the disability community? The Five Eyes framework is hopefully a quick resource, a quick cheat sheet, if you will, to think through the various and priority issues of the disability community. And so probably the most important one is the first one, which is involvement. And so when you think about that critical question, it asks, were people with disabilities involved in the formulation of this policy prior to its first presentation? And so what we know in local government is that often we can have a good idea, we can think that it's going to help a certain constituency, we can think it's going to help and be very popular with a certain group of people. But the disability community mantra of the entire movement for 50 plus years, is nothing about us without us. And so the critical question of involvement is about, were people with disabilities involved before the first presentation? So how do we bring them to the table? And Ron just laid out the point that the Commission on Disabilities is the resource for that first critical question of involvement. As you go through the rest of the framework, I'm gonna, you know, I don't need to read every single question and take up all that time, but those questions kind of lead you to a process. It almost becomes just a check sheet, right? Well, you can ask yourself, does this policy make sense? Does it serve the disability community in a way that we want it to? There's one other key point I want to hit on, and then I want to go over the rest of the documents that I'll send you. The other key point simply is that I wanted to take a minute basically to articulate the difference between a policy framework. There, I'm being interrupted here. I had mentioned I hope you're all there. I can't see you at all, so I'm assuming this is okay. Are you there?
Yep, we're good. Yep.
Good. It is wild to not see any face on the screen. So let me just finish this point. So if you think about a policy agenda, right? So the Commission on Disabilities consulted with me on this, and I was really glad to have their input. Again, I think about Paris, the Commission totally endorsed this idea. But think about a policy agenda. It would have been easy. It would have been an option for the Commission on Disabilities to say, well, we want to just put together a 3-year policy priority agenda where we have 5 pieces of legislation that we're going to advocate for in all the various municipalities that appoint to this commission. And that would have been okay. But think of through the details of that, the particulars of that. The city of Toledo and the municipality of Waterville and the city of Sylvania and the city of Long Beach are all going to have different priorities and different issues that you're struggling with in your legislative body. So for the commission to come up with this a blank slate policy agenda, A, would have been difficult to figure out what's going to hit in the community, and B, it would have expired very quickly, right? In a few months, a few budget cycles, it would have expired. It would no longer have been relevant to the policymaker and to the lawmaker. For instance, say those policy priorities were around accessible housing, very good thing. Around accessible playgrounds, very good thing. But it didn't involve, let's say, a recreation facility. Right? It didn't involve how we handle, how a municipality serves its constituents, its residents, relative to the recreation needs of that community. Well, if the policy agenda didn't address that, then the commission would have had to figure out quickly on the fly when a levy and ballot initiative comes up to endeavor upon a really ambitious recreation plan. They would have had to pivot and adjust. So then they had the agenda and then had a meeting and meet the various municipalities. So you can probably see what's coming. The reason we felt like it was valuable to put together a policy framework was that the Five Eyes of Disability Justice is flexible enough to keep the particular priorities of the disability community on the front burner when you, the lawmakers, the legislators, are considering how to spend American Rescue Plan dollars, are considering how to implement whether it has to be built, it's none of my business, my point here, but how to implement a new recreation plan for the entire city of Savannah. How to make sure that transportation is as accessible and affordable as it needs to be. The Five Eyes helps you work through that, and make sure that that decision is made in line with the priorities of the disability community. I'm certainly open more to any questions, any conversation you want to have online, or with that, you have a meeting coming up right after this, or the meeting starts now. You also have in your packet that Ron mentioned, an editorial from the Blade back in, I think, late April, of this year, where they totally endorsed this idea of what Toledo passed a resolution. I think you also have the draft of the resolution that Toledo City Council passed, and a couple other pieces as well. If there's anything I can do to help, there's a resource and certainly someone, former member of the commission, someone who cares about the disability community, to help answer any questions however I can.
Well, thanks a lot for that, Sam. We appreciate it. And thanks again for taking time out of your night. Are there any members of the committee that have questions for either presenter?
Ron, do you have anything else to present?
No.
Okay.
Not that we have time, that I have time to go into. I spoke with Ron earlier regarding this, and what I'm fearful of is that this is a gold star resolution, and what I mean by that is that we get a gold star put on our bulletin board for considering this, and that there are no concrete efforts, and that the ADA does cover 95% of what is covered here. And as I told Ron earlier, I have a personal perspective on this also, as he does. So I like this idea, but I'm just afraid that, as you say, a policy framework to guiding us to this, I believe we're already doing. So I'm not sure what others think.
Well, I have, is this legally enforceable? If we don't, and I'm particular, as I mentioned in the last meeting, I'm particularly concerned about this inclusion provision, the involvement provision, because I don't know that we have people on our staff who meet that criteria, and I am, you know, we don't have a lot of folks with disabilities involved in our city government. Okay, so you know, we don't even know if the issue is, were people with disabilities involved in the formation of this policy prior to its first presentation? You know, how do you do that when you don't have people with disabilities involved in your government? How do we meet that criteria?
Well, this body alone has two people that touch the disability community, so at least you've got something here that will bring that.
I've got family members with disabilities too, but that ain't me. I'm not a person with disabilities. So I mean, you know, so how do we meet that? If we don't do that, Leslie, or do we have a liability exposure in an action that we take because we didn't comply with this policy?
I don't believe so. This is just
what do you base that on? Because I'll tell you what, as I read this resolution, it says we're adopting it. And we're adopting it. I'm really concerned about this language in section one of the resolution, that the Five Eyes of Disability Justice Policy Framework is hereby adopted for use in the development of city policies to assure inclusion for individuals with disabilities in the areas of employment, education, housing, healthcare, transportation, physical access, and social opportunity. I mean, for me to vote for this, this has to be aspirational.
We could change it.
I couldn't agree to make this separately legally enforceable.
We could change that to encouraged. It's very new legislation. I don't, to my knowledge, Toledo has not received any challenges on it, but we could certainly change change adopted to encouraged or whatever other word.
Well, this is, you know, I mean, I understand, I've been involved in defense of ADA actions, okay? There are folks who are very, very aggressive about enforcement of ADA, and I don't want to, and it's fine, I'm good with that, but I don't want to open ourselves up to additional legal challenges because we didn't fully comply with this policy.
I think Mr. Meldon has a couple more comments he wanted to make. I see his hand going up. Maybe some response to that. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can't even tell who's actually speaking just now.
That was Doug Hayden. Sam, I'm sorry. That's I'm Doug Hayden.
Don't be sorry. You were in a room with name tags, and I'm the only one. I appreciate the interaction. I appreciate the legal consideration for sure. It is absolutely aspirational. I want to spend one quick second to differentiate between the Five Eyes Initiative and Justice and the ADA. So think about, and I'm going to use this theme of recreation again, but you can apply it to so many different aspects. The ADA has implications of the new recreation facilities, curb cuts, and zero-step entries, and bathrooms, and parking spaces. That is absolutely true. The ADA does not say, engage your local disability community to think through programming, to think through fitness equipment, right? To think through, like, how could someone that uses a wheelchair or someone with a vision impairment or someone with a, with a sensory issue, how could they be included in recreation programming in the city so they can in a way that is, that upholds their dignity and involves them in their community in a way that they never even necessarily thought possible. That's what this framework is supposed to help the lawmakers start to think about and consider rather than simple ADA compliance. And that way, it's not. It is by no means legally binding. And some, the critics of this framework, trust me, I've heard them, they say that that's a weakness of the framework. I tend to take the opposite perspective, which is that this is an opportunity to start a different type of conversation. And I think about it in some ways for local governments as an ADA plus, type of conversation starter. And some of the conversations I've already seen happen have been really, really exciting in that regard. But I certainly appreciate the legality concern.
So I had the same initial concern. I mean, I certainly don't want to open the city up to any other kind of, any kind of legalities here. But the way I read it that way, I'm not an attorney, but the way I read it was that this is, like you said, aspirational. But I guess I would refer to the law director to confirm that. And maybe I'd also ask Mr. Hayden, would there be a slight wording change that we could do to make, to get your support on this?
Well, I would like it to, I would like section one changed to say, rather than we're going to adopt it for use. I'm not, I haven't drafted language on this, so rather than adopting it for use, I would like this, make it clear that this is aspirational, and I'd also make it clear that we don't intend this policy to be enforceable except to the extent that the city chooses to do so. I mean, I don't want to face a lawsuit down the road that some decision we made doesn't, significantly contribute to into any of these. And that doesn't mean that I don't want to consider them. I'm not trying to be harsh. I just don't want to get sued over this. And I think that's a risk.
I agree. I do not want to get sued. I also think that, aspiring to do these Five Eyes would be a good thing for the city.
I agree.
Good. And if we, I guess the question would be, is if we did change the language a little bit, would that still satisfy the request of your organization to change it so it says aspirational and we will attempt to, however our law director comes up with it. Would that still satisfy what you guys are looking for?
I should certainly feel that's a good compromise. I would like to make sure the wording doesn't get so watered down that we wasted our time even talking about it.
Sure.
But,
It sounds like the way forward, and if any member of the committee wants to chime in, please do so, but it kind of sounds like the way forward is to have the administration draw up a new draft of the legislation, kind of going on Mr. Hanum's recommendations, and then we can revisit this at the next council meeting. Does that sound...
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's the way to go.
Is that going to work okay with your guys' timeline if this doesn't get passed tonight, but if it takes 2 weeks?
No, that's not a problem at all. Okay. We talked, when we started this process, we were gung-ho, and then suddenly we said elections. Maybe we'll be talking to a different group of people here.
Could be.
So,
could
or be. There, or wherever.
Yeah.
So, but we already had this going with Savannah, so we carried through. So that's not a problem.
Okay.
Patrick, couldn't we... draft the legislation and refer it back to committee to review before taking it to council?
Yeah, it is still in committee for its consideration, so I will draft a revised resolution and email it to all the committee members for their review.
I don't think we need another committee meeting for it. I think we see what the draft comes out and looks like.
And if we go back and forth on that.
Yeah, and if we get the resolution and we decide we need one, then we can schedule one, but... You know, I think we've had two committee meetings on it, and I think we could probably get a draft of the resolution that the council could support.
I'm satisfied with that.
That's what I think. All right. Well, we really appreciate your guys' time. Thanks again, Sam, for being here. I know you can't see us, but we can see you, and thanks again. Ron, thanks so much. I think you guys answered some really good questions, and it was very informative. So thank you. Just to review, we're going to redraft this thing with a couple minor tweaks. We'll send you a copy. You can look it over, let us know what you think, and then we'll go from there. All right, great. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you,
if
thank
there's nothing you. Else, then is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The motion passes, and we adjourn at 7:41.